this time last year, David Lavernia was working on four different murals, three in Wynwood, one in Miami Beach, so they'd be on display in time for Art Basel. But he didn't make any commission.
Well, I was actually having a bit of a tough time because I hadn't really found my niche. I was sustaining myself, kind of, but not really.
David gets all his art supplies here from the store Artist and Craftsman on the edge of downtown Miami and Little Havana. There are 18 of these stores around the country, and David decided to take off and visit all of them to get his name out there. At each store, he'd sift through the garbage to find scraps of wood or discarded canvases to paint on and then leave behind so more people would see his work. Now he's back where he was last year, painting three murals in Wynwood and one in Miami Beach, except this year, he's getting paid for all of them.
How much more work are you doing now than a year ago?
Wow, a lot more. I mean, even from a few months ago. Like, let's say from July to right now, I've been practically nonstop.
On Northeast 2nd Avenue in Wynwood, David's working on his first mural of the season for a music company. People walking around the neighborhood stop and watch.
Teals, orange, reds, pinks, purples, blues.
The artist has used really high-key colors, so everything pops out sort of equally.
I'm seeing red, purple, turquoise. I'm seeing all the South Beach colors, all the South Florida colors.
It'd be like looking at a stained glass window.
So it has that sort of inside of a church with the light shining through sensation.
It's pleasing to the eyes, especially with the sun hitting it on that side.
You know, I try to be in the water as much as possible, whether it's surfing or just like going for a swim or a paddle or something. I mean, a lot of my work is influenced by the ocean and marine life.
After David's road trip, people started recognizing his style.
It just started kind of going viral here in Miami, and here we are.
David says Basel has made it a lot easier for artists here to show their work, to get people to pay attention.
I mean, this is like Christmas for every artist in Miami. I do believe it's a huge advantage, and we should all take advantage of that.
It's not just the art fairs and the walls of Wynwood. All kinds of businesses try to capitalize on Basel. Burger and beer joint in Miami Beach was having a hard time getting customers to go upstairs to their new sports bar because they didn't know it was up there. Jose Wiban does promotion for the restaurant. He says they wanted to make sure all the extra people who will be there for Basel know to go upstairs. And hiring a muralist to paint the stairwell seemed to be the solution.
They were going to hire outside of the state. Basically, I told the guys, we're trying to make this a local bar hangout. I told them the best thing to do is have local artists do all the work for us.
So they hired David Lavernia to do the mural. Images from a few different Pink Floyd albums combined with the tropical themes he's known for.
A lot of the stuff that he's done aquatically, I think growing up in this area, we all surfed growing up. He still teaches little kids to surf and stuff like that. That was a huge draw for us.
Another mural by David will be part of the Scope Art Fair this week. That's his biggest commission so far. I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.